Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a new law that's going into effect later this month that would affect any of those people who might be arrested for DUI. Talk to us about this stronger DUI law.
A new law is set to go into effect on August 25th that will change the way first-time DUI offenders are punished in Pennsylvania. The new law will require most first-time offenders with a blood alcohol level higher than 0.1% to have an ignition interlock device installed on their vehicle. Under the new law, most first-time offenders would be eligible to drive with the ignition interlock immediately. Those who are eligible can petition PennDOT for a new ignition interlock limited license, allowing them to install the device for 1 year and continue to drive. The law will also apply to drivers who refuse to submit to chemical testing. They will be eligible for early interlock after 6 months. According to statistics compiled by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, nearly 2 million drunk driving attempts have been stopped with ignition interlock devices, including more than 78,000 instances in Pennsylvania between 2003 and 2015.
Another thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is some jobs that are available through PennDOT. It's a seasonal thing that could turn into something a little bit more. Talk to us about this.
Well, even though we are in the middle of summer, PennDOT is getting ready for winter maintenance. And so individuals who are seeking seasonal employment are encouraged to apply for a variety of winter maintenance positions now that are open through PennDOT. The seasonal employment program runs September through April and includes positions for transportation equipment operators, diesel mechanics, radio dispatchers, stock clerks, welders, and tradesmen helpers. Individuals in these positions supplement the permanent workforce and have the potential to lead to permanent full-time employment. Additional details about the positions, as well as job applications, are available at employment.pa.gov, and the deadline to apply is Friday, August 11th. Individuals can also contact my district office if they have any questions. Our number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
And then final thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is some new Medicare cards that will be coming out. They'll look a little bit different, but they really won't change exactly what's going on. Talk to us about this program change.
Well, this is an important public service announcement for anybody who utilizes Medicare. From April 1st, 2018 through December 31st of 2019, Medicare will mail out new Medicare cards that no longer have Social Security numbers on them. The new card identification number will be a random mix of numbers and letters as a way to protect a cardholder's identity. To clarify, cardholders' benefits will stay the same with no changes to coverage. The only difference is the individual cardholder's ID number. A cardholder doesn't have to take any action and does not need to confirm personal information. The card will automatically come in the mail and is ready to use right away. The new card does not cost anything, and fees do not apply. Be aware, Medicare representatives don't call you or come to your house, and be sure to hang up on anyone who calls and says there is a fee for the card or that they need to confirm your identity. For more information, call the PA Senior Medicare Patrol at 1-800-356-3606. Help is free and confidential.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.